Good morning. Thank you for being with us here on The Point. Big thanks to Jacob and Josh for hanging out with us. We've kicked them out for a little while, and we are happy to welcome back to our Point studios from over at Oakleaf Village for the Positive Points on Aging, our good friend Karen Pickard. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, guys. It's nice to be back.
Happy to have you. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
I did. Thank you very much, and I hope everybody else did. Just stay safe out there with the driving, as we were just talking about.
Yeah, New Year's Eve is one of those days that you kind of hold your breath and hope for the best. And listen, I'm just going to say this one time, very quick public service announcement, because I want to get into things with Karen. But every single person within my earshot right now can remind others about this. Drunk driving is completely avoidable.
It certainly
There's
is.
No excuse. This year, you know, even the cab services are offering free rides.
Right.
Free rides for you this year. If you can't do that, then just have a designated driver. If you can't do that, call an Uber or a Lyft. There's no reason for any tragedy on our roads with it. Be responsible. And if you know, I mean, look, before you ever leave the house, if you know you're planning to go out drinking, have a plan. And that is either a designated driver who's not drinking or plan on getting a cab or an Uber home, but don't drink and drive. End of story. 1,000% avoidable.
Most bars even will help you get a cab. If you're in a bar drinking, they will help you. So, yeah. You know, don't do it. It's not worth it.
No, it's really, it's one of the most avoidable things in the world when it comes to hearing statistics and tragedies. And we're heavily involved with Mothers Against Drunk Driving here at the radio station.
I know.
And it's really important. It's one of the most important things to me. I take it very personally, and I beg people to make responsible decisions when it comes to these type of things. All right. We want to also, before we get into things, we want to have one more announcement to make, and that is about our good friend Marcia Klayman.
Marcia gets married on Thursday up in North Carolina, and I just want to wish Marcia and David the best. I know you guys do, too.
Amen.
Everybody
who
knows are so excited about this. They're such great people, and they do so much for so many, and it's just wonderful to see this happening.
Yeah, blessings to Marcia and David, and we wish you, as Karen just said, nothing but joy and happiness and life together that is filled with good health and wonderful, wonderful experiences. God bless you both. And enjoy your trip up to North Carolina for the wedding, and enjoy the wedding, and we'll see you again next year.
Next week, I hope.
Next year.
that will be next year.
Yeah,
won't it?
Next year, exactly.
Speaking of next year, let's talk about resolutions. We all make them. We rarely keep them, right?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I was looking at my scale this morning thinking, well, I certainly didn't do what I said last January, and most of us don't. And there's what I want to talk about today, guys, though, is caregiver New Year's resolutions.
Sure.
Because caregivers make resolutions, too, but they don't stick to them because it's really hard to stick to a resolution when you're helping somebody else because you never know what's going to happen. So one of the first ones I like to talk about is when I feel imperfect, I will remember guilt is not an option. I did the best that I did with the circumstances that I had at the time. And y'all have heard me say that 1,000 times. Caregiver guilt is awful.
Yeah.
And you just have to resolve and remind yourself and affirm it every day. You're doing the best you can do with the tools you're given at that moment.
You know, I want people to understand something that you just said, because that's really important is you mean... People that need this care don't get better.
No.
Okay? It's a progressively worse thing when people have hit a certain age or a certain condition or a disease or whatever it is. Rarely do you see improvement. Now, you might stabilize the situation. You might even see some what they call rallying and things like that. But you're there to give someone the best that you can possibly give them. But more often than not, it's not going to get better. You're just going to do your best to make it as comfortable as you can. Just keep that in mind before you even enter into it. You can't fix everything. That's not who you are. It's not who we are.
And we're not perfect. So let's just keep muddling through the best we can. Give yourself permission to not keep resolutions. You know, we all kind of make these resolutions January 1st, and then we kind of feel guilty because we didn't keep them. Well, again, you're doing the best you can do, and you muddle on through. Find some alone time for yourself. That is a resolution that every caregiver needs to have, whether it's 20 minutes in a shower or 20-minute walk or 20 minutes reading a book. You need to find some alone time. Ask for help if you have to. You've got a neighbor who will help you. You've got a family member who should help you. You've got somebody who's willing to reach out and help. You've heard us talk about in the past, Kev, about resources that are out there. The Alzheimer's Association has grants for respite. And respite is something that's really very beneficial for people. And it doesn't have to be for a week vacation. It could be for 20 minutes here, 30 minutes there, an hour shopping, whatever you need to do to get some alone time for yourself.
Very important. And the thing that's even more important than getting alone time is what you said about getting asking for help.
Right.
I mean, you talked about everything from support groups to, obviously, as you just said, neighbors or relative right. or someone. But there's always someone out there that if you just think about it, hey, listen, this is going on. Can you help me just one day?
Right.
You know, something like that. I mean, you'd be amazed at how many people would step up and help you and show you compassion.
Most people don't know that you need help. Most people think, oh, well, that's a strong person. You know, they can handle it. Look at how great they're doing. They don't need my help. I won't do anything. That's not true. And they don't know how to ask you if you need help. They're embarrassed, too. So you kind of have to reach out and show that you can be vulnerable.
Yeah, and the other thing is, call me if you need me. That's not an answer, okay?
No.
That's never the answer.
No.
To call me if you need me is not a good thing.
No.
You know, you call that person.
Right.
If you really want to offer your help, then you call that person. Hey, I know you're going through a lot right now. I thought, listen, maybe I can help in some way.
Yeah.
What would be something that I can help you do? I'm reaching out to you. You'd be doing me a blessing by letting me help you.
And that is a good point, what you just said. It is a blessing if we let other people help us.
It is.
People want to help, and they feel good when they've reached out to others. So that's a good thing to remember, too. But you're right. Make sure that you don't just say, oh, give me a call, or I'll stop by, or whatever. But just say, okay, on Thursday, I'm going to bring you soup, and I will sit with your loved one while you go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you need to do, you need to find that time for yourself. Regardless of how deserving, I will say no to request when I don't have time to add anything else to my plate. So if your neighbor calls you and you've been caregiving for your mother and you're exhausted and you're tired and your neighbor calls you and says, I need you to, would you like to come to a party? Or I need you to come over and help me do this. Or can you do that? You have the right to say no. No is a complete sentence. And you can say, I'm tired. I just can't do it. Even though you know your neighbor probably could use your help, if you have been caregiving and they haven't, they probably have other resources that you don't. And if you're exhausted, you have the right to say, I can't do it right now.
Exactly.
Do not feel guilty for saying no. And people at work get kind of tired of me saying it, but no is a complete sentence. You don't have to give an explanation. You can just say, sorry, no.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. I will remember that family members and friends who are not care receivers, meaning the person they're getting taken care of, deserve some of my time. Your husband needs your time. Your children need your time. I know you're taking care of your mother. I know you're exhausted. But don't forget the other people in your family.
Yeah.
They're important, and they're there to support you, but you have to let them support you, and you have to spend time with them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's real easy to get upset with children and to ignore kids, but you can't, because you're a sandwich generation. That term is there for a reason, and you need to go to ballet recitals or band concerts or whatever it is that your kids need you to show up for. You know, maybe you have to take the person with dementia with you and kind of keep them occupied while this event's going on, but you have to figure out ways to do that. It's just the nature of the business that you're doing right now, you know?
Yeah.
Don't forget your own medical appointments, and that includes your dental appointments and your eye appointments. I know that I schedule appointments starting in January, and by the end of the year, I'm thinking, oh, well, I didn't get to that one, or I didn't do this one, or I had to cancel that one, and I never redid it. If you're a caregiver, it's got to be five times harder to do that sort of thing.
That's scary.
And it is scary. So you really do need to make sure that you stick with those appointments that you've scheduled.
Well, and real quick, as we get ready to head to the Fox Business Report, If you don't keep your own appointments, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to end up hurting yourself, which will end up hurting the person you're giving care to anyway.
Absolutely.
Because then you won't be available to help.
That's right.
We're coming right back. Stay with us. The Positive Points of Aging on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Investors are hoping to keep the momentum going on Wall Street today. Yesterday, the S&P 500 closed at a record high, its 69th time doing so for the year 2021. Advertisements featuring some Chinese models have sparked feuding in China over whether their appearance and makeup are perpetuating stereotypes of Asians. Mercedes-Benz and the food company Three Squirrels are the latest to get caught up in the fray. Critics accuse the companies of spreading Western stereotypes. And as more Americans work from home, some cities and states are trying to lure those remote workers. Tulsa, Oklahoma will pay you $10,000 to move there and telework. West Virginia is offering $12,000. Move to Maine and the state will help you pay off your student loans. The goal? To get some big city workers to move and invest their dollars in local real estate and businesses. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
When Natalie was diagnosed with cancer, she took control of her health. When Natalie wanted to help other people with cancer, she became a doctor. When Natalie wanted to make quality care affordable, she became a researcher. When Natalie's patients needed innovative treatments, she found them. Conquer Cancer supports researchers like Dr. Natalie McKenzie, so we can conquer every cancer for every patient everywhere. Cancer research saves lives. Learn more at conquer.org. That's conquer.
If you love the sounds and smells of a genuine wood-burning fireplace, Bart Fireside has the best selection around for your home. Bart Fireside has wood-burning fireplaces for inside and outside the home. Wood stoves that also heat the home. Installation and service to make the process easy for you for years to come. All the tools for wood-burning, even custom fireplace doors. Visit the showroom at 1131 Broad River Road to see all the choices, or call Bart Fireside at 772-7364. Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host Larry Jordan for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies, or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. Online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
This is Jeremy.
And Courtney Sweet, your hosts on The Home Advocates, where we try to help you make your home a safe, healthy, and happy place to be.
Tune in Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 100.7 The Point Radio.
Point A to Point B.
Good morning. Garner's Ferry at Old Hopkins with a collision. We still are working US 1 at Laurel Street. Also an accident out at Forest Drive at Turnham Road, slowing things down. Interstates still busy. Midstate Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. If you had a leak, let Midstate Roofing take a peek. Service, advice, results for over 25 years, MidstateRoofing.com. We'll check back this afternoon. I'm Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bar Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Ten minutes now before 9 o'clock on The Point. Thank you very, very much for listening in. One of my favorite things we do here, from you know all 24 hours of the radio station. One of my favorite things is the half hour we do Tuesday mornings, the positive points on aging. We're proud of it. I'm excited that we'll carry it into 2022. Yeah. You guys have been with us a little over a year now, you and Marsha. And I really appreciate our friends at Oakley Village for sponsoring it and allowing us to do what we can to try and further and improve and add some quality of life ideas when it comes to taking care of our seniors and the people we love. And it's just it's an absolute blessing that you and Marsha come in, Karen, and do this with. I really, really value this segment. So thank you for the work you put into it and the research that you put in. And you know, for me, it's easy. I mean, you guys come in and I lob you softball questions, and then your knowledge and your research take over, and you present us with great information. And I get as many comments about this half hour I get about anything we do on the radio station.
Wow, that's really nice to hear.
I mean that. I sincerely do.
Because we enjoy it, and it's fun for us, and it's good to learn. You know, when we do support groups, it helps us to have this knowledge that we kind of dig up when we're doing this segment. So
well, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Oakley Village is who sponsors this. And over in Lexington, it's a beautiful facility with great people that work there. And a place where you could feel safe putting someone you love into an environment there where you're going to get very good care and love and compassion from the people that work there. But I want to say that you know, we started this with the goal of doing exactly what we do, which is information on senior care and on for our caregivers. It's never been an infomercial ever for anybody from Oakley Village. And that's probably what I appreciate most is the fact that you guys come in here. We don't talk about Oakleaf other than the fact you guys work there.
Right.
And if they have questions, they can call you there. But I want to make sure that I give a real big end of the year thank you to Oakley Village for sponsoring this, because it wouldn't be possible without that. And they do have a great facility. I've been in that building many, many times over the years. Yes. And just you guys are beautiful people. And the way you look out for folks over there, being someone that has had relatives in care facilities, I know what to look for, and I know what to watch out for, right. And you guys do it the right way. So I wanted to take a minute. You're not going to hear it from Marsha. You're not going to hear it from Karen. They're not here to infomercial Oakley Village, but I am here to remind you that they're just beautiful people over there, and they'll do right. So if you have any questions about how to handle something when it comes to senior care, you can always reach out to Karen and Marsha. And they will both give you great resources, great tools, great references, things like that for whatever you need. Now, we're talking about resolutions, and next year in 2022 is just a few days away. And so we've been talking about things that we can do looking toward next year, setting yourself up and not setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Caregivers have it hard. I mean, no matter how, it's hard to keep a resolution when you're not taking care of somebody. But if you've got two people to think about, that makes a resolution even more difficult. Monitor your own energy levels. And, you know, it's after Christmas. We're all tired. We've been running with the Christmas craziness up until December 25th, and then all the breaks hit and everything stops, and you all of a sudden realize that you're tired, really tired, and we still have New Year's Eve to get through, and then you got to go back to work. Monitor your exhaustion. If you're just really tired, try to reach out again. Please, this whole segment is talking about reaching out for help. There are places to get help. There are people who will help you, and you've got to monitor yourself, because if you give out, then who's going to help your loved ones?
Yeah. Who are you helping if you can't do it yourself? Because then you're only setting yourself up for failure, and then you got to go out and you can't take care of the person you set out to take care of in the first place.
Right. So everybody loses. So you do monitor yourself. The other one is, don't forget to ask for help, ask for advice. Seek professionals. Like you said, call us at Oakleaf. Call somebody that you know who, I'm not the only person in the industry. There's a lot of assisted livings. There's a lot of places you can go and get help. Lisa's Care Connection, the Alzheimer's Association, senior centers. Call those folks, because they may have resources. They may have knowledge. I'm not going to pretend to know everything.
Sure.
I kind of sort of know where to go to get help.
Right.
But I don't have all the answers. So seek out the professionals. Call your doctor. Your doctor may have answers. Now, I don't often say that, but sometimes they do know it. Your pastor, your rabbi, somebody may be able to give you some help, even if it's just a few words of encouragement.
The key is that you're asking for help, and if they don't know someone directly, more often than not, they can get you to the next level of somebody that can help you find something. But ultimately, no one can read your mind. So if you don't ask for some assistance, if you don't ask for a little guidance, and again, think about this. the one time, Karen, that you reach out, let me just say for sake of conversation, I reach out and I call you and I have a question and I'm not sure of how to handle something.
Right.
The one call that I made might add significant quality of life to the person I'm looking to care for in the first place, just because I might be doing something wrong and you could tell me a better way to do it.
Right.
And it might make my job so much easier and the person I love that I'm caring for, hers or his life that much better.
Will benefit.
Exactly.
And
so,
that is not a weakness. That is absolutely
a strength.
You
bet it is. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I thought when you said that for a moment about don't forget to take care of yourself, I thought of something as almost like an analogy. It's like on an airplane when they said the oxygen masks will drop. Put yours on first and then your loved ones on. If you're not taking care of yourself, you'll never thrive at taking care of someone else.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to not take care of yourself because
you
just get caught up in the inertia of all the rest of it. Remember that the person that you're taking care of did not choose this illness. And so try very hard to not get too frustrated with them. It's not their fault. It is a disease that they did not choose. And you know what? Whether it's dementia, whether it's might be cancer, might be a physical ailment that they have that you're helping them with. There's all kinds of illnesses. It's not just dementia. They didn't choose this.
Right.
But the other side of that is you didn't choose it either. So take care of yourselves, but remember not to get angry with each other.
Right.
And that's really hard to do when you're tired.
Sure.
We snap often.
Sure do.
But do not become a martyr to the illness either. You know, that's also something we can do. Remember that taking care of yourself is not selfish. I mean, that's just kind of a basic. We've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is not selfish.
It's essential.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, ask yourself this. Do you want to end up being someone that has to be cared for?
Right.
If you don't take care of yourself while you're so busy taking care of your mom or your dad, then your kids are going to have to end up taking care of you.
Somebody's going to take care of you.
Exactly. And do you really want to be a burden on someone else because of something you might have prevented just by making sure you were making it to those doctor's appointments or the dentist or the eye doctor or whomever? There's a reason why you made that appointment in the first place. You knew you needed it, so don't skip it.
Don't skip that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And allow yourself some alternative things. Go get a massage. Go do something that makes you feel good about yourself. And if you're finding yourself depressed or anxious or scared, talk to a doctor, because that's just saying you need some help. You know, you really need to remember those things. And I know they all sort of repeat themselves, but it comes back to however you choose to say it, take care of yourself.
Yeah, pamper yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that you need to go out and spend, you know, your life savings.
Cruise.
You know, whatever. You don't have to go out and do something to the point where it's going to put you behind the eight ball.
Right.
But I mean, it's not even, and don't feel guilty either, because if you do something and you literally are putting in hours and hours a week for someone else, there's no shame whatsoever in going to get a massage or going to a spa or even if just saying, I'm going to stay home tonight. I'm going to binge watch a show instead of doing the laundry today.
Right.
Do it.
It's okay.
Make yourself feel good, because you're not just going to help yourself physically. You're going to help yourself emotionally.
And one quick thing before we go, I do also want to remind people to look for joy in what you're doing. There can be moments of joy. And sometimes I have been told, you know, it's not a funny thing. You shouldn't laugh at people with dementia. But sometimes you just have to laugh at the situation that you find yourself in. But look for those moments of joy. When your mother doesn't remember your name and then all of a sudden she says, Kev, how are you?
Right.
Look for that joy and embrace it and run with it, because that may be the one moment you get. Yeah.
Sometimes it's the little things. You just got to grab them. How can people find you if they do want to reach out to Oakleaf?
Oakleaf Village, 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. And thank you guys for a great year. It's been fun being part of The Point.
We appreciate you being part of our family here. And we thank you. And again, we wish our blessings to Marsha and David as they get married on Thursday. And we'll look forward to spending a lot of time with you and Marsha in 2022. So enjoy that. By the way, our good friend Tazima will join me this afternoon on the afternoon drive. Looking forward to having her visit for one more time this year. We want to wish Karen a happy new year and everybody at Oakleaf a happy new year. For Brian, for Karen, for Jacob and Joshua with us earlier, I'm Kev. We'll see you today at 4 o'clock.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Many holiday travelers still can't get back home. Flight cancellations persist. Following yesterday's cancellation of more than 1,400 flights, hundreds more have been scratched today, and the airlines have blamed COVID-related staffing issues for much of the trouble. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention relaxing its quarantine guidelines for those with asymptomatic COVID. The recommended isolation time is being cut in half from 10 to 5 days. Record snowfall across the Sierra Nevada mountains of California and Nevada. Eric Kurth at the National Weather Service.
It was 109.5 inches as of yesterday morning, and that's through this whole event starting December 21st. So that's a pretty incredible amount of